What's up, 3Wide Nation? It's been a minute. Eddie Greer, host of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, doing something a little bit different for this episode. Checking in and get you updated and caught up on what happened on Easter weekend. First off, happy belated Easter to everyone who enjoyed. Hope you guys had a wonderful Easter weekend. I know we didn't record anything last week, so I want to get that out there real quick before we get this around the horn thing going. Eddie Greer, aka EG3, for the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Yes, the Craftsman Truck Series. Yeah, see, it's been a minute. Craftsman Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Cup Series, all three divisions of NASCAR covered here, among other things. Well, last night's over the weekend, dirt racing at Bristol here, Joey Logano dominated the truck race there on Saturday, and then Christopher Bell used a little bit of strategy there, stayed out after stage two there, and with his experience on dirt, all that he needed to hold off Chase Briscoe and Tyler Reddick and company to win there at Bristol Dirt last night in what was obviously a caution fest, obviously, there, but Christopher Bell there, you know, having to fight off that and the possibility of running out of gas there as well. So, a fantastic job by C. Bell. He is in the winning column for the first time in 2023, which puts him the seventh different driver of 2023 into the postseason there as well. So, Tyler Reddick again coming up on the short end of the stick. Remember last year, this race, he was going to win it. And he got taken out by Chase Briscoe. The same players were in this thing. But the difference is Christopher Bell had other things to say about it. Christopher Bell scored points in both stages here. And he led a race high exactly 100 laps en route to his first win of the year. And his, I'll try to find, I had a stat up here earlier. Now, I don't have it up here, but remember, Christopher Bell went on that run. Yeah, he went on that run there last year of winning walk-off wins, trying to get himself into the next round. Well, he's in the playoffs for later on this year there as well. Look at a run down of the top 10 here real quick, of course. And today, huge news come out of NASCAR. We'll touch on that here in a sec. If you hear my voice squeaking, did some yelling over the weekend, so apologies to that. But Christopher Bell wins this race. Second, Tyler Reddick. And then third, you had Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon had a great run there last week. We're going to take a quick timeout here in the pod. We'll be back after this.
Folks, we are back for more coverage of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer, the third week with you, coming from Manhattan, Kansas. All right, back to where I was here. Austin Dillon, strong car, finishing third, matching his car number for RCR. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the Daytona 500 champion, this year's Daytona 500 champion, finished in the fourth spot. Chase Briscoe, who was in contention there late, went all the way back to fifth there in the race last night. Justin Haley, and shout out Dirty Modo. Somebody called it out between either Chopper or the Professor, saying Justin Haley top 10. Well, they banked on that one. I like that one, and Justin Haley prevails, folks. Six for him. Very happy with this run for MTJ. Seventh. I did not expect that, especially, you know, given last year, not even close to the ballpark, and here, had a competitive car, actually, for a change, and Chase Small, at least for this week, finally did something right and changed the plan, had him stay out for stage two, and then, of course, had him get some fresh tires for stage three, and finally, at least for this week, worked out for him. Huge, huge run, shutting down for that team. Hopefully that's possible momentum going forward. Another dirt racer, Todd Gilliland, for Front Row. Front Row had a big night last night. Todd Gilliland finished 8th last night. He was running in the top 5 for majority of stage 3. Kevin Harvick finished 9th. Harvick, he was way back in the back for majority of the race as well. And then he took advantage of some strategy and held on late. And then, of course, Ty Gibbs. Is that another top 10 finish I'm seeing? Yep. Top 10. Another one for Ty Gibbs. I believe that's his 4th in a row, if I'm not mistaken here. So Ty Gibbs is coming around. If you go back to what I said very early in the year on this podcast about Ty Gibbs, it's going to take him half a year to get right. To get it right, because he was in substitution duty last year in the Cup Series, getting that value experience. Well, on dirt, you wouldn't think Ty Gibbs would get it. Well, right there, he gets it done again. And Michael McDowell, I thought he was in the top 10. He got bounced to the 11th spot. And then your top dozen ends up with Bubba Wallace finishing in the 12th spot. Nice ride for MI3. Spun out to bring out the first caution of the night. 2 hours, 40 minutes was his race. Kyle Larson ended up winning stage 1. And he had a little tussle with Ryan Preece late in this race, which ended his night. And then, of course, Tyler Reddick winning stage 2. And then Crystal Bell took care of the race there throughout the night there as well. Caution flags, well, there are 14 for 71. Lead changes 4 among 4 drivers in this race. Crystal Bell leading the most laps there. Leading the most laps, like I said earlier, with 100 points there. 100 points, 100 laps as well. My goodness. All right, so real quick here. I didn't say anything much about Richmond last week. But the fact of the matter is there, Kyle Larson winning that race there. And then, of course, after the fact, more Hendrick penalties. That the Bowman and Byron getting hit with more penalties there as well. I don't have time to go on a rant. And maybe I'll save it for our special guest episode that's going to be coming out later on this week. But that's 2 weeks in a row that Hendrick Motorsports gets handcuffs on the penalties. I mean, what's it going to take? what's it going to take? And apparently, read something real quick before I hopped on to record this little daily podcast here. But he said they're not going to appeal. Well, you better not, because basically NASCAR's up in your pockets about, you know, all that. They should have upheld the other penalties that they got earlier. So they're pretty lucky that they're not double-binded with penalties to this point anyways, because a lot of NASCAR fans out there crying, and for good reason, that they should have kept those penalties, including Denny Hamlin on his recent emergency pod of the Action Detrimental podcast there. So I don't blame him. Excuse me. I don't blame him one bit for being pissed at it, because it seemed to be a joke that you're getting penalized, right? Call it racing and not take away the penalties. But again, you're not going to keep the penalties on Hendrick. It's either you do or you're not. It's not a two-way. It's not a middle ground or a one-way street, folks. It's pretty much plain and simple. If you penalize, if you break the rules, it's a penalty. Plain and simple. Let's not too. Nowadays, we are in a society that we complicate things too much. It's either a penalty or it's not. And those were absolute penalties. And that's all. Don't get me started on that. I talk about this more on a previous episode of the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Do not get me started on that. Of course, let's see if I can bring the points up here real quick here before we talk about some breaking news that happened today as I'm recording this on April 10th, 2023, the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Let's see if we can get the points here. Driver points. Yes, driver points going in or going out. Christopher Bell, now your new points leader over Ross Chastain by 13 over Trackhouse Racing's number 1 car. Kevin Harvick sitting there quietly in the 3rd spot. Kyle Larson's latest DNF drops him to 4th. Tyler Reddick 5th. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr. gets a jump. Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski. Logano had a terrible night last night. Him, one of the heavy favorites, Keselowski, and Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney was in the front row on the final restart And then he got booted, and then he got sent straight to the back. So he can't buy a break right now either. So Blaney, however, though, in the points, is in the still 10th as far as driver points go there as well. But yes, breaking news went down earlier today in the fact that Cody Ware. Now I got some notifications from a couple of Twitter handles that I follow, monitor closely here. Where is that at? Yeah, there we go. So, yeah, so now I thought, and there was a, kind of some joking around about Cody Ware. I'm like, what happened? What happened now? But Cody Ware, of course, son of Rick Ware, Rick Ware Racing, huge hit for Cody Ware, getting arrested in North Carolina. And the latest update that I got a couple hours ago, NASCAR suspended indefinitely Cody Ware today, as he, that shouldn't be a laughing matter, but that's some serious stuff going on there. I don't know the cause of what, but it's just straight, it's just pretty much straightforward there as well there. Cody Ware was arrested in North Carolina. If I have the statement here, well, let's just read Rick Ware's statement, apparently. So, yeah, the son, the father, his son, in trouble. Quote, we are aware of the incident regarding Cody Ware. It's a definite suspension from NASCAR competition. We understand NASCAR's position on this matter and accept their decision. The matter is still under investigation, and Cody is fully cooperating with authorities as due process takes its course. RWR is committed to continue our multi-car efforts in the NASCAR Cup Series and is in the process of finalizing our plans for the number 51 entry at Martinsville Speedway, end quote. So we're going to get an announcement of who's going to, damn, yeah, I lost train of thought there. Sorry about that. I heard a crazy noise, but yeah, so Rick Ware has to replace his son, Cody, in that 51, and I think the earlier ruling was a assault charge on Cody Ware. I'm assuming it was from last night. Again, I don't know the full details of it right now. I got notifications on my watch and phone, so I know I'll be definitely diving on into this a little more. But Cody Ware in trouble by NASCAR, violation off the racetrack, getting in trouble. And yep, you're gonna pay the piper now. It's suspended indefinitely until further notice from NASCAR. So again, I don't know the full details of Cody's incident at this time. I don't know about that. But yeah, that's big news coming out of there. As Cody Ware getting trouble off the field and suspended indefinitely by NASCAR. Real quick here, I want to change the gears real quick to the truck side of things here. Let's see if I can get it right real quick. Yeah, so the truck side, I mentioned Joey Logano. Oh my, Joey Logano put on a one-man band Saturday night in the truck series there. Let me see if I can get it up real quick for you before we log off here. So Joey Logano was back in the get wanting more laps there, and he was in a Thor Sport truck there. He led 138 laps of the 150 schedule. That's got to be over 90% of the laps there led by Logano. Ty Majeski, the leading regular, finishing in second spot. You had another cup driver in this race featuring William Byron of now I'm blanking on that. Kyle Busch Motorsports. Yeah, Kyle Busch Motorsports. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that. Yeah, 51 truck. He finished third. Matt Crafton fourth. Grant Imbinger, strong run for him. He finished in the fifth spot. The rest of your top 10. Shout out Jake Garcia in the 35 truck, coming home in the sixth spot. Another cup regular, Chase Briscoe, seventh. Tanner Gray coming home in the eighth spot. And Caden Honeycutt, who did double duty this week. He was in the, the 10 car or something like that, or 31 or another entry for colleague. He got spun around late in that one, but Honeycutt getting it done, finishing in ninth. And Matthew Benedetto finishing in a 10th spot. And another shout out to EG3 alum. Once again, keeping an eye on this guy. If you've been listening to this podcast from the very beginning of season 8, at the very beginning, Raja Crew full-time for GMS. Great run for Raja, finishing 11th, and he was part of one of the cautions in this race. He comes back finishing in the top dozen. Haley Deegan finished 13th in this race. Nick Sanchez coming home in the 18th spot. Zane Smith, 21st. There, Parker Kligerman, 31st. Ahead of him was Christian Eckes there. Time of race, 1 hour, 54 minutes. Majeski ending up winning both stages, getting 2 playoff points there. So a big night for Ty Majeski, but Joey Logano stood in his way, and Joey Logano took home the big dog after the race was over. Caution flags, 11 for 64, and only 4 lead changes among 3 drivers in this race right there as well. Take a look at the point standings real quick here, as we're going to have a triple header of Martinsville Racing, I believe. Don't quote me on that. This week, again, more on that on our special guest edition, which will be coming out on Sunday. So we're almost booked this month for special guests here in the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. I'm excited about that. As we get the ball dropping here, as it's already the 10th of April. I can't believe it. I thought it was the 7th for whatever reason. That is not what I wanted there. Driver points is what I want, and here they are. So Ty Majeski, after Bristol Dirt, is your points leader, only by 3 on Zane Smith. Ben Rhodes sits 3rd. Christian Eckes, Matt Crafton, that's your top 5. Then Grant Infinger, Chase Purdy, Corey Heim, Nick Sanchez is 9th, and Tyler Ingram sitting in there slotted in the 10th spot heading into Martinsville on Friday night. And I think the Xfinity Series back in action, I'm not 100% sure, but if they're not, then it's going to be another Truck Cup doubleheader. So again, I have to do a double check on that as well. A lot of action this weekend from Easter weekend from Bristol Dirt. That is in the books now the series between the trucks and the cup. I believe Xfinity, I know the Xfinity race is in the fall. I'm not sure if they're, I have to double check on that. You'll get more on me on that. I probably should do that right now, actually, while I have my computer still up here. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Let's even go to Xfinity real quick and see if they are racing this weekend here in the pod. Yes, they are. So it is a triple-headed weekend. With the call811.com 200 for the Xfinity Series back on track after a week off from action on track. So they'll be back this weekend. So it is a triple header weekend at the pay-per-click this weekend. Excited for that. More short track racing. I cannot wait to see what unfolds this weekend. So I'll definitely be on the lookout for those races here this weekend. Well, not here, but this weekend as Kansas is, we're closing in on Kansas Speedway weekend here. Well, I live in Manhattan, so those of you listening for the first time on this pod, I live 2 hours away from the KC Speedway track. So that's close. That's coming up pretty soon. That's less than a month away as well with the truck. And I know trucks and cup will be racing that weekend as well. So big weekend there. In less than a month away out from that as well. So really looking forward to that, going back out to the track for that as well. So big weekend for NASCAR. All 3 series back in action this weekend at the Paperclip. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG. I almost said my other podcast. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Once again, find it wherever you can get your podcast. Your first time listening, welcome on board to the pod. You're welcome to listen to download and listen to any of the episodes from Season 8 all the way back from January this season so far. Listen to those, including a few special guest episodes already that are in. And we almost got the booking booked for special guests in the month of April. So looking forward to that as well. So definitely make sure you get caught back up with those. The latest one being with Christy Luttrell, one half of the Fast Lap podcast. So make sure you check that out as well. That was a good one to do as well. So definitely make sure you listen to that one as well as all the episodes of the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. Spread the word about this podcast. Well, that's going to do it on a shortened version of the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. I don't know what episode that is. It's going to be. It'll be out later on this evening. It might be, I want to say 348 or 349. I'm not sure about that. But we're closing in on 350 either way. So there's that. That's the latest update from Bristol Dirt. Bristol Dirt Weekend is to a close in an emergency pod for breaking news concerning Cody Ware. So Cody Ware is already in trouble with NASCAR. So we'll be in the know. I'm pretty sure we'll have a lot more details come out on the upcoming days ahead. But congratulations on a positive note to Joey Logano and Christopher Bell, C. Bell, winners this weekend on Easter weekend at Bristol. Eddie Greer the third, aka EG3. It's been another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. We'll see you on the other side.